What's shaking, wrestling fans? It is Monday, September 8th, and we have just finished watching this evening's season premiere of Monday Night Raw. If you haven't heard, I guess last week was the season finale, however that works. Terrible season finale. No cliffhangers. Real no reason to watch it all this week. If going from last week's show or tonight's, for that matter. This has had to have been the third or fourth straight week where Raw was an absolutely pointless show to watch. And I gotta be frank with you all, what the hell's the point? I'm always one of the biggest defenders of these things, but after tonight's show, I'm really starting to wonder why we're watching these Raws. Whatever. Anyway, we're going to keep coming with you here live after the show, Monday nights here with the Mega Powers Radio Raw Post Show, where you're listening to us here on MegaPowersRadio.com. I'm the host this evening. My name's Mike Payton. With me, first off, is the host of Unanimous Decision MMA, as well as Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio, Mr. Steven Juego.
Hey.
What's shaking? We also got, from across the pond, the leader of the We Like Birds Nation, Mr. Sean Walker.
I'm more entertainment watching my YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Happy Pope Gaming Productions, Mr. Sean Walker. How's that?
Aye, aye, chicken pie.
Sean, you're a little bit low, if you wouldn't mind popping that mic up just a hair for us. And also with us, we have Mr. Tony Mango, the president of SparkOutMoment.com, as well as Fanboys Anonymous. What's shaking, Tony?
Not too much. What's going on with you, buddy?
Pretty upset about this Raw, I gotta say. I was hoping after the last 2 weeks of having pretty lackluster Raws, they would try to step their game up tonight, especially knowing their competition with the football season starting, and it seemed like they were really trying to pull out all the stops. I mean, they had that whole thing last week where they're inviting Michael Sam to come onto the show, which, hey, nothing came out of that. No big surprise. They had
Could
all these SummerSlam rematches.
These 2 weeks?
What's that?
I wouldn't have done it. Do you blame Michael Sam? If I saw the fucking show for the last 2 weeks, I'd say no to
you. He's very good point. Plus, you know, he just got brighter pastures. I think it'd be one thing if he never got re-signed, but I believe he did get re-signed by another team. Good for him. You know, that's a whole separate situation. So in his place, we don't get Michael Sam, but who do we get? But Jerry Springer. Listen, I like Jerry Springer when I was, like, you know, home with a sick day from school. It was cool to watch Jerry Springer. But this was not the situation we needed him there for. We can go more in depth in that segment later, but this just whole show was not what it needed to be. WWE's not going to be able to compete with Monday Night Football if they keep putting on these kind of shows. And I don't know if I'm going to want to keep talking about Raw. The Raw post show is going to become a show that never has anything to do with Raw very soon, because it seems like every single week we're talking less and less about what happened on Monday Night Raw, and we're talking more and more about our favorite porn stars or what celebrity photos got leaked that week that we get to see naked. By the way, did you guys see that Miley Cyrus photo going around? Pretty cool.
No, I didn't see it. It's a new thing in the Fappening. The Fappening's been taken down on Reddit. I lost my source.
Yeah, apparently the guy who started that too is being like hounded, and he's putting out all these statements about how he wants his privacy back.
He wants his privacy back?
Yeah.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, indeed. But all right, folks, before I ask our hosts here what the number one thing they took away from it was, I just want to remind everyone out there listening, this is the most interactive post-Raw experience available out there. We always like to hear what y'all got to say. We got the chat room rolling already. We got Ferris419, Sight of the Wind of Doom, and I saw Brian the Brain there a second ago. Get your ass back in there. And a few guests as well. Hey, if you're listening to us and you want to chat with everyone, please register with Blog Talk Radio, then scroll back down to the bottom of the page and hang out with all those people. There's Brian the Brain. He's back. Welcome back, Brian the Brain. We haven't seen you in a few weeks. Also, if you folks want to have your voice heard live here on the MegaPowersRadio.com Raw Post Show, dial in area code 760-512-7247 is the number to get yourself in line. We already got a couple callers in there. We're going to ask you guys just to remain patient for a few more minutes while we keep the show rolling, and we'll get you guys on starting around 11:30. We'll get those phone lines open. So let me ask the hosts that we have here on the panel, the number one thing that you took away from tonight's edition of Monday Night Raw. Mr. Juego, why don't you start us off?
The NXT is so much more entertaining than Raw, because outside of that Paul Heyman promo, what I enjoyed the most on the show was that NXT tag match, and I'm looking forward to it for a lot more than I am now to Champions.
It's not a bad opinion to have on there. Mr. Sean Walker, what did you take away from this show tonight?
I should have watched Monday Night Football instead.
Well, you know this isn't the same football that you have over there in Wales. This is different.
I still would have chose American football.
And what team would you have watched?
Whoever plays in red or blue.
Oh, blue. The Giants play today. You can root for the Giants. All of us here in New York would appreciate that.
For the Giants. It's New Orleans Saints is my team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Sean, you're really quiet. You need to bump up that headset just a hair. Yeah. Mr. Tony, number one thing you took away.
You know, I was really disappointed when a lot of different shows didn't get another season this time around. How I Met Your Mother was one of my favorite shows, and that series ended. Community got shut off a little bit too early. This season premiere, not feeling it.
Yeah, most other shows, if this was like The Tick, it would not have made it, just like The Tick didn't. And The Tick should have made it.
Yeah, this is not a very strong opening for, apparently, the season premiere, as I mentioned multiple times.
How do you think USA feels about this? Do you think USA is even monitoring that closely for quality? Or would they even know, like, how to monitor the quality on that?
I bet you what they are involved in is they probably say, like, look, we need an actual production code for, like, the beginning of the season, so you need to just say at least somewhere in the September-October region that this show is like the beginning of a new season, and we don't give a shit what the fuck you do, but as long as the ratings are okay, then we're solid, and you can just do whatever the fuck you want to do. If you run into any issues, then we'll talk to you, and if not, then go off and go play. I think that's what their mentality is.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the first phone call that WWE would get if, like, I don't know, one of the Divas tops fell off and people called and complained. But other than a bad rating, I highly doubt that they have any influence whatsoever.
I think all they care about is that the ratings are up and that they're not doing anything that would strongly offend producers, or not producers, sponsors. Yeah. Speaking of, we got to see Rosa Mendez's bare behind on, I believe it was Main Event. That's kind of cool.
I didn't see it. I'm not watching Main Event. Although that is a note for the Fappening folder later on.
there you go. I think we got Drew White back on here. Drew, you with us?
Who's Drew?
Shut up, Drew. Drew, are you in a bathroom again?
God, yeah. Really taking the Fappening seriously.
Drew, what was the number one thing you took away from the show tonight?
It wasn't one great big pile of shit, I promise you that much.
Okay.
It didn't suck.
Sounds like you're taking a big pile of shit from all the echo you're getting.
Nah, there's just the biggest echo in the bathroom. Drew White's going to be moving here in a second, so Drew White out.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move things along then. I think it's actually time for us to bring on our first caller. We got our regular first from the 412 area code representing Pittsburgh, Mr. JD. What's shaking, JD?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. What's going on?
Not too much, man. I'm sure you've heard us. We're already reaming down this episode, but what are your thoughts about it? Are you on board with us?
As usual, you can count me in and reaming on it, too. I mean, again, a very shitty show tonight. It was lousy. It was badly booked in Baltimore. Once again, it was a cluster F in more ways than one. I mean, where to begin? I mean, let's see. Let's go to the beginning. I mean, we had a good match to start out with, however, and then next thing you know, however, you have Rusev the Commie Bastard with his whore Lana degrading the national anthem right in Baltimore. Yeah, that's going to send a great message to your fans, WWE. Way to embarrass them in more ways than one, Vince. Continue to have the commie whore and his little bimbo come out and just degrade the national anthem like that. Then at the end, you have, of course, the Authority with Kane, Seth Suck Me Off Rollins, and Randy Mr. Kiss-Ass Orton beating down Roman Reigns to close the show. Yeah, that's real great. And, of course, you have two falls tonight. You have Jericho up on the cage, basically, and he tweaked his knee, if you remember, in that cage match earlier in the night. Then you have Rollins do it again later on in the show, however, towards the end of the night, however, by doing it again. Yeah, that's a great message. In between, you have a John Cena thing, however, that was kind of interesting. All right, I agree with your guy, however, who said the NXT thing was good. I was very impressed seeing those four guys tonight. I've watched a lot of video of them as of late, however, and I'll tell you that finisher by Neville is just incredible. Why they don't have him up here yet is beyond me. I think it's just a matter of time. You're going to see this kid up before the year's over. I've said it for weeks on end. So all in all, however, despite the fact there was a very weak-ass Monday Night Football game in the first game, however, and there's hopefully a good game right now going on. I haven't watched any of the San Diego Arizona game yet. I'm going to turn it on here in a few minutes, but they know right now that the ratings are going to be absolutely pathetic tonight. They absolutely did a shitty show tonight, and it's going to be even more pathetic next week because guess what? It's Brock Lesnar coming back. Yeah, let's have Brock come back after taking a 3-week sabbatical and bring him back the week before the pay-per-view. As I've said for weeks on end, however, I think they got to start realizing what I've said before, and I'm not going to rehash it. I keep talking about weeks on end, so like I said, a very, very bad book show tonight in more ways than one.
Yeah, and it wasn't good on any front whatsoever. It wasn't entertaining 3 hours. It didn't make me want to watch Night of Champions. If anything, it made me want to go back and watch SummerSlam because we had all these SummerSlam rematches.
Exactly. Well, just to give you an update real quick, Howard, we got the game right. I got the game on. I just turned it on a second ago. It is now 3-0 early on with 6 minutes to go here in the first half. And I should say now it is, my mistake, it is 3-3 right now. So we got an update on the game in Arizona. So I think we're ready to, like I said, the high point, the low point tonight. Before we get into the new segment, which I'm very much looking forward to, I think we got to be very excited about that, making its debut tonight. The Jericho-Bray Wyatt match, great match. I didn't like the ending, though, but those two busted their ass in more ways than one. The low point tonight, I wouldn't say it was the Bella Springer thing. I mean, I think personally there was two things that were really bad tonight. One, the whole Rusev Lana degrading of the national anthem. That was just absolutely despicable to do that in a city like Baltimore, considering they've had their issues all day, but that's beside the point. But just to do in a city like Baltimore and degrade it like that, I mean, Vince has got to be totally fucking embarrassed the way he did that tonight. I mean, if he doesn't show any embarrassment, I'll be surprised, but the fans have got to be absolutely appalled and disgusted like me tonight. And the other thing that was really weak, however, if you're going to call it weak, however, was obviously, again, however, obviously the whole thing with the Goldust Stardust thing versus Los Matadores. That was probably the worst match of the entire night by far.
Yeah, it was pretty short and quick. But you know what? They're introducing new personalities there. I'm intrigued to see where it goes further. I think the biggest problem is that you're trying to rebuild these divisions that have been in remission for a long time with both the Divas and the Tag. They should be highlighting talents rather than just rushing it out real quickly just so they can have the Usos attack them. They could have put more time to that match and cut some of the time from these other worthless things. I just don't get it. Why do you not have enough time in 3 hours where you still need to make these things
rushed? I'll tell you, and I hope they do not put them. And you know, I have a funny feeling Vince is going to put them in the pre-show warm-up maybe in Nashville in a couple weeks, which is just, I think, a slap in the face in a lot of ways. They should be out there. They should go at least, if they do get them on TV, like in the regular pay-per-view itself, they should go at least 8, 9, 10 minutes. They can go with each other. I hope they do that. But if not, they're going to put this as a pre-show match, or they're going to add some, like they could have maybe the whole Rusev freaking versus Mark Henry thing be the warm for Swagger versus Bo Dallas. You know, I don't know what they're going to do, but like I said, next week's the go-home show. You got a somewhat decent Monday Night Football game, Philly Indy next week in Indy, being Indy's home opener. But they, like I said, you got Brock Lesnar coming back. You've got to put on a better show next week in Lafayette, however, if you want to get people to basically buy Night of the Champions. I mean, people right now are looking ahead to Hell in a Cell, Survivor Series, and TLC for the end of the year. Right now, WWE's got to make sure they get a good rating next week. But like I said, tonight, they did absolutely shit in the rain. So I think we're ready for our first big segment of the new format, as we've been saying for weeks on end. Ask JD anything. I think we're ready. What do you think?
I think we can start. It's the season premiere of
Drum
Ask
roll.
JD.
Hold on to your butt.
Yes. So,
all right. I opened it up to the chat room. I haven't seen come anything up just yet. But first, why don't we go around to our panelists here? We'll give each one of the hosts a quick chance to throw a question out there and see what they would want to know. Wago,
sure.
Why don't you start us off, man? What kind of question would you have for JD?
How many times do you think you'd however in this episode?
What's that?
How many times do you think you said however during this episode?
Probably about 9 or 10, I'm guessing.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Doom was counted 12.
You count 12? Well, I was close. I said 9 or 10, so that's good.
Tony, what would you ask JD?
We're going to go with something simple here. How old are you, JD?
37.
Wow. Okay. Sean, you with us? What would you like to ask JD?
What's your favorite color?
I would say there's two, green and orange, but I'm going to go more towards the orange.
Yeah, no, I wasn't responding to that. Silent Wind of Doom is asking, please open it up to us. No, this is totally open to the chat room. I'm just killing time until you guys answer a question. Or ask a question, rather. So please, chat room, flood us with some questions. Do it. All right, first we got to get Drew. Drew is excited to ask a question. Drew, you back with us here? What's your question for JD?
Yes, the leader of the Drew crew is back. My question to JD is, what do you think of the whole Ray Rice situation going on, buddy?
What do I think of what?
The Ray Rice situation, how he's
Well, as a Steeler fan, personally, I think it's an embarrassment to the league. I mean, they didn't say anything about tonight. I'm glad they kept it low-key and didn't really want to bring it up on Raw. But as a Steeler fan and as a football fan, I think it's a total embarrassment for the league. And right now, Roger Goodell made the right decision in suspending him indefinitely. The Ravens made a good choice of kicking him out off the team and not allowing him to come back. I don't think he'll ever be allowed in football again, personally. You pay the time, you pay the crime, and that's why the NFL right now has got to clean up its image. They're trying to do it. Well, guess what? They're not really trying, are they? You've got two Steelers who were busted early in the preseason, Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount smoking weed on a road near my house, basically. You have this McDonald's in San Francisco. Now you got Ray Rice. I mean, the NFL is in a very sorry state of affairs right now, and it's just absolutely embarrassing in more ways than one.
All right,
Wow, we're getting like tons of them in the chat room here. So let's pull some of these out here. Brian the Brain was actually going to ask what I was going to ask, so we'll just combine it together. Brian the Brain Show asks, what is your favorite match of all time?
Oh, man, wow. There's so many good ones, but I can give you my top five if you want me to do that tonight. I'll give you a top five. Number five has to be Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Savage, WrestleMania 3, the IC title match. Still one of my favorite matches of all time. Number four, Shawn Michaels versus Razor Ramon, WrestleMania 10, the ladder match. Number three has to be, without question, maybe The Undertaker versus CM Punk last year at WrestleMania. Great match there. Number two, I would say it's probably Dusty Rhodes versus Ric Flair, Starrcade 85. And number one, this is a toss-up. I mean, I like this one a lot of ways, however. It's a toss-up between Brian Pillman versus Jushin Thunder Liger on the first Nitro or Austin versus Bret Hart. I'm going to put those two as a tie for the top spot overall. But I have many more others, though. But those are my top five overall.
You must have really thought about that. Silent Wind of Doom is saying, how does he have a top five list already ready in his head? Like, if I had to go over the top five matches, I'd have to sit here for like 10 minutes and like, maybe that. No, I'm going to swap that one around. Then I'm going to take that one off and fill it in with something else.
I jumble it up every now and again, but those right now are usually my top five.
And where does Alicia Fox versus Melina fit? Where does Alicia Fox versus Melina fit in?
Alicia Fox and Melina, it doesn't get a rating, but Melina, for my mind, gets my body and my mind. How she is so gorgeous. I don't know why they ever got rid of her, if you ask me. Alicia Fox is a sorry excuse of a diva.
So, back to the happening.
Yeah. Silent Wind of Doom in the chat room asks, who is your favorite wrestler?
Of all time, Ric Flair, hands down. Love the man, been a fan of his since I was a kid when I was 8 or 9 years old, watching the old Mid-Atlantic Crockett's, and I've watched WWA, UWF, ECW, but my money is still Ric Flair, my top favorite of all time. Heel or face, doesn't matter. He was great as a horseman. He was great as a champion.
All right, and I think this will be the last one for tonight. Ferris419 asks, what would be your dream match of any wrestlers from any time period?
Wow. That's a very good question, Ferris. I'm going to go Bruno Sammartino versus if he wasn't all jacked up everything and being with Paul Heyman, however. I'd say maybe Bruno Sammartino versus CM Punk would be a dream because Punk could just absolutely take the legend thing and just rip it to shreds as a heel. I think it'd be a dream matchup there.
That's definitely one I've never heard before, and I actually do think that would be interesting. That's a good one to pop out of there. I'm impressed. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I lied. Apparently, Drew has one more question he wants to ask you, and hopefully he's not going to make an ass out of himself. But, Drew, go ahead.
Go ahead, Drew.
My question is, what is your favorite face of Foley?
Ooh.
What is my what?
Favorite face, of course. Hey, it was a good question, damn it.
God damn, sorry.
Cactus Jack. Which one?
That's hard. I couldn't guess on that one. I'll think about that. I'll get back to you on that next Monday. But I'll think about that for the week. I can listen.
Well,
I'm
going to hold you that one.
I can't wait
to do that.
All right, I'm serious. This is the absolute last one. That's because this one is so good. Creepas Under Radars asks, if the price was right, would you become one of Triple H's butt boys?
No, I'd rather give him a swift kick in the nuts downstairs and just beat him to death with a sledge, because I'm tired of seeing the same old bullshit with his goons every week, and at least he wasn't on TV tonight, thank God. He was probably he's down in NXT hyping up the TakeOver 2, which should be a very good show, by the way, on Thursday
absolutely.
Night, by the way. That should be a very exciting show.
I'm stoked for that. I know what I'm doing my Thursday night. And if you didn't know, you could watch that for only how much?
$9.99 a month.
Woo!
$6.65.
I'll be watching the Steelers Ravens game, but I'll be keeping an eye on my friend's taping it, and I'm hoping to borrow the tape off him over the weekend so I can watch it, since there's no Steelers game on Sunday, so I might watch it Sunday with him at his place.
Beautiful. All right, Jay, this has been an interesting call. We debuted the new SJD segment. Got to run down Raw as we usually do, but it was fun, man. We're going to take another caller next, but we always appreciate you calling in, man.
No problem. But I think next week we got to go with a little theme music. What do you think? I mean, we can work on, I'll try to think of a theme, and we can work on that maybe for next week. What do you think about that?
Sure. We'll talk about it. You have your people
guys,
call
have
our
a good
people.
Night.
Have a good night, man.
See you guys.
I'm thinking something with cows.
Yep, just like that. All right, we got another caller who's been waiting very patiently. We're going to bring her on. Caller from the 941, you are live on the Mega Powers Radio Raw post show. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller from 941, you there?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, you?
I'm tremendous. What's your name? All right. I guess that's what they had to say about Raw tonight. No surprise. There wasn't much going down. So, all right, guys. Well, what was that?
Nothing.
All right. Fuck. Christ. Let's, what? Huh? Oh my
god. I love it when 1997 Kane cuts a promo.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Just want to remind everyone out there, if you have they're calling back in. Let's try them again. Caller from 941, you're on. Hello?
I like this. Playing when I was a little kid, you know, like that. Something makes you go to bed.
We've got JD theme music.
Well, that was interesting.
I don't remember 1997 Kane sounding like that.
I'm fine with this shit, man. It's better than this fucking Raw.
So wait, was that Isaac Kane's theme music right there or something? That's okay.
I don't even know what that was. It was like some kind of like pleasant waiting music, but somehow it called us.
I don't know. It just kind of happened.
I think it was a pre-programmed alarm from cell phone.
Oh my god, they're calling back. I'm afraid. Let's try it one more time. Caller from 941. Hi, caller from 941. You're live on the Raw Post Show. You there?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. What'd you think about Raw tonight?
Not that good.
Well, you're with people who are like-minded. So, what made you most turned off from it?
Well, the ending was pointless. I think they should have Dean Ambrose come back, trying to save him or something.
That'd be fantastic, having the cage come down and have Dean Ambrose in there, so they're stuck with this caged animal. That'd have been a fantastic ending.
That's what I said, but then you're going to beat him down, and that's going to make a lot of people think Roman Reigns is going to take time off now, too.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. We'll have both of those S.H.I.E.L.D. members off. They were just going to have freaking homeless Seth Rollins. No one wants to just watch Seth Rollins every week.
But then that gives me an idea. At Night of Champions, it'd be Reigns and Ambrose versus Kane and Rollins.
I guess that's another way you could take it. I mean, I don't know if I need to see Kane involved with it to that extent. And it's corporate Kane. Let's show respect and call him by what he is. It's corporate Kane. what'd you think about Jerry Springer on the show tonight? Did that get you amped up?
Yes, good. I don't know what really hurt him, though.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that. I don't know if that was legit or what. I don't think it was necessary to have freaking Jerry Springer stretchered out. It was kind of unnecessary completely. This whole damn show was unnecessary. Fucking, I'm so getting pissed off with this, not having anything excited to talk about here on the show. It's making my job harder. So let me ask you, what is making you excited, if anything, in wrestling or anything else going on in the world? What's making you excited? Let's be positive.
Well, I got a feeling like the Triple Threat Divas title match.
The Divas title match? You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, I think AJ's going to do it.
You think AJ's going to do it? Okay. What are you expecting to get, like, a Fatal 4-Way between them and the Bellas?
Yeah. I thought Brie would be in it, too, but...
Can they announce it as a Triple Threat instead of a Fatal 4-Way?
But I think Brie's going to get involved, but I think AJ's going to do it.
You think AJ's going to take it back?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I like AJ. I like Paige, too. But I still like AJ Paige. Too. I have a hard time cheering for against either one of them because I love them both so much.
I like the both. Well, I'm late to AJ, but
ooh, lucky you. Can I get her number?
For what?
Just a caller. You know, say hi. Tell her she had a good match.
Yeah, I'll show you to do that.
All right, man. So we always like to ask our callers when we bring them on, what is your favorite part of the show tonight and your least favorite part of the show tonight?
Well, my favorite part was when AJ tapped himself in and then made Rosa tap out to Black Widow. Mm. And least favorite probably be, the Stardust thingy. I think I could have had a couple more minutes to that show, but to that match, but.
Sounds like you're getting eaten by a dragon or something, man. But we appreciate you calling in. Thanks for calling. Give your opinions about tonight's show, and we'll talk to you another time.
Gay!
All right.
I don't know if that was Tim. That might be me. I'm on my bike right now.
Was it? You're on your bike?
Yes.
Microphone. What the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing on a bike?
Fucking hell, bro.
Living a college life, you know?
Fucking amateur.
I gotta exercise. I gotta do a podcast. My roommate kicks me out because he's a fucking bitch. He wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to class. I mean, fuck him. Who has classes at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning?
Okay. Why do you need exercise? All you do is stale fucking animal crackers.
Hey, at least I had chicken. Yeah, exactly. See? I'm in my pants. Know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Sean, you with us?
I'll get the bike here in a second. I'm almost back to my dorm now.
These are exciting times on the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio. Really giving a thorough review of tonight's show, as you could tell.
Because WWE likes to promote themselves as, like, anything can happen. Apparently, it's the same old shit, according to a lot of the callers and everything like that. But on the Raw post show, literally anything can happen. We've just got dragons and fucking Drew's on his bike for some fucking reason.
Drew's like our fucking, like, reporter that goes out and about on his bike now.
No, Drew like goes everywhere. For the Raw post show. Drew Wright now reporting live from the bathroom.
Hey, Drew White, Big Echo here. Hey, Drew White is now reporting from the middle of the quad. There's been a few cases or reports of people mugging or trying to steal purses. Thank God I don't have a purse on me. So I don't look as threatening or as vulnerable.
You get your ass kicked live on the post-Raw show. I'm saving it forever.
I know. I think everyone
White win!
Really.
White win! Race Wars up, everyone, everybody! Let's win again!
I think everyone hopes that I get my ass kicked now.
Fuck Peyton.
Desperate pure comedy. Like, we should, like, this will go on WorldStar. The audio will. We'll have to come up with a video now.
Drew, I don't think you would ever be on WorldStar.
No, I would be.
That's like a pretty big goal. That's like a bigger goal than Rosa Mendez winning a match on TV.
Has she won a match on TV yet? That is your question.
Poor Rosa. She's all proud of herself, too. She's like, I'm trying really hard. My goal is to win a match. And I'm getting there. I'm getting better. And it's like, honey, no.
Did
she going to retire when she actually wins that match?
And it's going to be confetti falling down and shit.
No, it's going to be like Daniel Bryan after he won WrestleMania. She's going to start yesing, you know, all the confetti's going to come out. And then Triple H is going to come out of nowhere and get her pedigree.
Excuse me, Drew. She's going to start seeing.
Yeah. Then Randy Orton's going to cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase, or in this case, Seth Rollins, right? On her. Triple H is going to pedigree her, and that's going to be it. Please don't time count me. That'd be nice.
God, I wish this was cool.
You know, I feel like you only did that because I asked. I asked for that one. For that one.
For what?
So, chicken, of course.
Drew, shut the fuck up.
All right, for seriously, let's try to talk about something from Pro tonight. I believe we started out with a cage match between Bray Wyatt and Chris Jericho, advertised as a rematch from their SummerSlam bout. I didn't see it, but for what I'm hearing, the crowd was not into it at all, and in the end, everything just fell flat.
No. At one point, the crowd was chanting, "This is awesome," so I don't know if the crowd wasn't into it.
Really? Well, Tony, why don't you give us the rundown on this? Was the crowd into it? Did I just make this up in my head, or what happened?
All right, let me put it this way. I really was excited that they were going to start off with a match and a cage match. I didn't give a shit whatsoever that it was these two people, because I never cared about their feud to begin with. But, you know, rematch after rematch, fine, okay, whatever. But cool, we're starting off with a cage match. That's awesome. And about 30 seconds into them lowering the cage, I could not give any less of a shit. And it seemed like the crowd was kind of dead. So I didn't watch more than the entrance of Bray Wyatt. I actually watched the entire match itself. And I couldn't hear anything that was like, damn, I should have turned around and saw that. Nothing. So maybe it was for me not paying as much attention to it. I don't know. But I didn't hear the crowd do anything. And then I thought it was particularly funny that afterward they go to Kane and Seth Rollins in the back, and they're just like, now that was a cage match. Oh shit, this is fucking awesome. And I'm like, really? Because it kind of sounded like when the match ended, people were just kind of like, nice.
And the crowd goes mild, as they say.
Very much so.
I don't know. It was more of an Asian teriyaki instead of mild. This guy had finally, he had light on his bike. Like, he is hardcore into making sure people see him.
Are you talking about yourself?
No, I was talking about this guy.
I can see Drew as the kind of guy whose mom wouldn't let him leave the house to ride the bike at night unless he had like one of those reflective jackets on.
No, that's not me at all. Like, shut up. Like, I mean, my mom didn't care that much.
No, he didn't have the reflective jacket on. He just had the stickers on his helmet and on the wheels and on the...
I never wore a helmet. I swear to God, I never wore a helmet when riding a bike.
Oh, what a bad example, Drew. You're going to, like, hurt kids by telling them that they shouldn't be wearing helmets.
Oh, geez,
Drew,
do you still use
stabilizers?
I'm, like, the fourth youngest person to listen or be on this show. I highly doubt I'm causing injuries left and right. I'm not that much of a public figure. I'm not a TMZ. I mean, what do you expect?
No, there's people out there that look up to you, Drew. There's people out there that look up to you, Drew.
Yeah, I am the leader
to
of
you.
The crew.
And you need to be setting a good example for those young rising Drewskis.
Hello. Yes, I should. Not nothing.
They yell because
they couldn't see you without the reflective stuff on.
Are people think you're talking to them?
Yeah.
It's like when people are talking on Bluetooth headsets and everyone's like, is that guy talking to himself? Like, Drew's actually having like full-on conversations here.
Yeah,
what the fuck did you just say? No, not you.
No, everyone knows one guy on campus, and he's the whistle guy. He walks around whistling, like, everywhere he goes, and everyone just talks shit about him. I'm going to be that guy. He talks to himself now, okay? No, you don't want, when you're in college, you don't want to be known as a guy who has a thing. Everyone knows that. If people in the distance, hopefully they can't hear me.
There's going to be, like, this legend going around of, like, every Monday night, he comes out on his bike and starts talking about shit. Either that or one day you're going to be out here talking about something and somebody's going to be super pissed and be like, yo, that match was fucking awesome, dude. What are you talking about?
He rides around on his bike and he gets all pissed off at cows and then he starts singing racist songs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so Silent Wind of Doom says, definitely, definitely a bad Raw. Definitely.
How about that wrestling, huh?
Yeah, Sean, you still with us, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still awake.
We haven't heard from you in a while. What did you think about that Jericho Wyatt match?
I was busy cutting my toenails.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like a better use of your time.
I literally watched this. They seemed into it. Like, there's some actual cool spots. Like, I think Jericho did a Hurricanrana, and I think Jericho did the spot off the top of the cage instead of fucking jumping out. Because, you know, why would he ever want to jump out of the fucking cage when he's about to win? I still hate the fact that they got a door that you can climb through. That's the most pointless part of the cage match. At least make it so you have to break the fucking door if you want to get out. I hate the idea of the refs out there. I hear, I'll let you out anytime. It's stupid. You just get rid of that. Fuck it. Let's just add, make it extreme rules, okay? That's what we need to do, okay? Got to take it to the extreme.
You done yet, Drew? I just kind of like started spacing out what you're talking there, and I was like, huh? What? Wago, wrap up this match in 5 words.
Shit, fuck, cunt, bastard, piss. How many was that?
That was 9, because you had 4 words on foot. No.
Ass.
Well, you said, now you got 6.
Ass!
Seriously, though, they should have opened up with the NXT match. This was poor placement on the card. They needed to build the crowd up more. It wasn't a bad match, but the fans just weren't into it.
They were into it! I swear to God,
Drew, no one even fucking likes you.
Dude, I am the most liked guy on campus. I have 100% approval rating. Thank you very much. The 5 people that I've talked to, they've all liked me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because you socialize with fucking weirdos that are out at nighttime on your fucking bike.
Okay, that guy probably like, he's probably talking to someone on his thing, you know. Except, I mean, shoot, I don't expect much out of him. He was coming home from the restaurant. I highly doubt he is at college, so I think his life's worse off than mine. So, hey, I'm not one to judge, but I just...
Someone just threw up your fucking bike already. God.
Hey, listen, Wago, I respect you.
Fucking bullshit!
Thank you.
I give a reaction at least. Everyone knows that.
Hey, you know you can mute microphones.
The reaction of the stain. I could, but my phone. I totally forgot that you could do it. Hey, I got a text message. I'll stop talking now. I got a text message.
Oh, thank fucking God. Everyone text Drew, please. I'm going to put his number in the chat room. Everyone can just text him. Let's see. 7.
Everyone's going to put their big face now, okay? Then we get, like, I don't know, an ass, maybe, some hair, stuff that I don't want to see. Maybe
a no one else can send you anything.
You're scaring people out of the chat room. We just had 2 guests leave in like the last 3 seconds because you're talking about asses and hair and shit.
Because you're putting my number in the fucking chat room. What do you expect?
I didn't put your number in the damn chat room, but now I'm going to if you keep doing this shit. Stop sabotaging my show.
My bad. I forgot. Okay, continue. I'm sorry. Go. You cut out.
All right, folks, if you're listening out there and you want to give your opinions about fuck anything that's going on right now, or if you do actually want to talk about tonight's Raw show, join the chat room. We already got lots of cool folks in there. Brian the Brain, Creep is on the Radar, Ferris419, and Silent Wind of Doom, as well as our own panelists holding things down in there, keeping the chat room scrolling nicely. Or if you'd like to dial in, get your opinions heard, we're going to open up the phone lines again. Get yourself in line, area code 760-512-7247. That's area code 760-512-7247 to get your opinions heard live here on the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. All right, we're going to take on a caller right now. Actually, they're from the 540 area code. Caller from 540, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 540.
So Roy Rice, that's Roy Ray, Roy Rice singing to his wife.
Hey Jeff, how you doing, man? Tremendous, dude. How you doing? It's the start of football season. We're all stoked, right?
Yeah, that. But I had a Ray Rice moment with him singing to his wife, you know. But anyway, I want to get started on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, please do.
Before I talk all about this stuff, Jericho and Wyatt, I thought this was pretty good. Love the cross body spot by Jericho, but I felt this match was like a little lopsided. But on all, it was a great match. Wyatt got the win, and Wyatt should, because to end the feud with Jericho and all. Hold on one second.
Let me pause some stuff here.
He's got his fucking notes down? Shit, I don't even do that.
Here we go. Sorry about that. So, anyway, Wyatt and Jericho, I thought, was a great match. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Wyatt and Jericho, it was a great match, but I think that Wyatt should have gotten this win here, and by all means, it wasn't like interference by Harper and Rowan, and then backstage you had Orton attack Jericho, and then after that, Dolph Ziggler comes out to the ring with Miz and Damian Sandow. He talks about all the nudity that's been going on in California, Hollywood. And that third picture made me laugh so hard.
Oh my goodness, Miz getting like, what was he getting, like spray tanned or some crap?
Yeah, ass tanned by Mizdale. And I thought John Cena cut a pretty good promo. I thought John Cena cut a pretty good promo too. Although he did take shots at The Undertaker. I mean, why would you take shots at somebody like The Undertaker?
He's looking to pull on Superman's cape, apparently.
Not to be honest, to be tugging on Superman's cape. And then you had the Jerry Springer segment, which sucked. But I very much loved the ending with Springer saying he was okay and all. And where was his big security guard in all this? You know that big security guard, Jason? Yeah, that guy was on the Steve Wilkos show. You all remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, big Jason.
He was there. Lastly, he was just being lazy on the outside of the ring. He didn't come in until everything happened. His cue to come in is when the chairs start flying. And since there were no chairs in the ring to get thrown, he didn't know when to come in.
Yeah, oh my goodness. And then the main event between Reigns and Orton. How was that? That kind of sucked. Same thing again with the Authority. Attack more people from behind. I mean, who has to stop the Authority? I mentioned this 3 weeks ago. Somebody has to stop the Authority. I've had enough of them coming and attacking them from behind. I've had enough of them attacking Reigns, attacking Ambrose, and attacking everyone they can put their hands on, you know?
Yeah, tell them why you're mad. Tell them why you're mad. Do it.
Somebody needs to put an end to this crap once and for all. And I think And I think Vince McMahon better do something about this Lafourney storyline before it continues. And it needs to stop.
Oh, somebody please think of the children.
Yeah.
No way, you actually have that audio clip? I was just joking.
But, I want to leave here with one more thing.
What's up?
When I saw the video of Ray Rice go after his wife, it seemed like the wife was trying to jump him, and she was like leaping after him, and then Ray just boom caught her with a left hook. I mean, I think his actions were appalling and totally unacceptable.
I think we need to dub it over with Jim Ross commentary.
My God, that killed her. She's dead.
Okay.
But you know, there's an old saying, you have to respect women. You know that? That's
you're,
what Aretha Franklin said.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
No, that
you're right.
Is what you mean to me.
Excuse me.
There's a line to
all
cross,
right.
And you
give
never
me the,
abuse
good, give me the high point and the least point overall.
Yes, please, give us your high point, low point.
The high point was Jericho and Wyatt and Mrs. Ash shown on TV and Springer saying he was okay, and also the Cena promo and Reigns versus Orton. The low point has to be let's see. Hold on. Rusev. And that national and that Russian anthem. God, I hate Rusev so bad. I don't like that guy.
Well, that's kind of the point.
No, yep. I thought you were supposed to love Rusev.
Rusev, you know, he has Lana and Lana tell, and when all the fans boo Lana and Rusev, Lana goes, "Shut up."
Listen,
see,
you shouldn't
I'm
fear.
See, I have a Russian accent now.
you shouldn't fear but, Rusev because he's a potato.
Yeah, Rusev is a potato.
He is a potato, and I think he's spent too many time at the buffet table a lot.
Potatoes are good, though. You shouldn't be scared of potato. Yep. You should go up on the potato.
All right.
Well,
great
adios,
call as
guys.
Always, Jeff.
See
thanks,
you,
Jeff. See you next week.
See y'all later.
See you, Kurt.
I'm a freak of nature.
All right, folks. I think we need to take a short break. We'll come back with hour two of the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio. Remember, this is the most interactive post-Raw experience available. Get yourself registered if you're a guest. Join the chat room at the bottom of the page. Register with Blog Talk Radio to do that. Or if you want, get yourself in line. Area code 760-512-7247. And we'll get your voice heard here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. We'll be back after this. And we're back here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. This is the greatest Raw Post Show in the history of Raw Post Shows. That's my Tony Schiavone impression. I think I got to work on it. But, man, you know, you don't really think about it. But now looking back, Tony Schiavone was a pretty good announcer compared to some of the people we have to deal with today. Like, back then, when you're comparing him to, like, Jim Ross, like, okay, yeah, he's definitely the worst of the two. But now when you're comparing him to, like, Michael Cole or fucking, what's the other guy?
Mike Tenay.
Well, oh God, Mike Tenay, forget it. But, I mean, freaking, the guy who does the commentary, Josh Matthews. Screw Josh Matthews.
I like Josh.
I like Josh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually
like Cole, too. But
I think Cole is overhated, but, I mean, he's not in the level of, like, a Tony Schiavone or a Jim Ross. It's just not there. You know, Jim Ross is like the A level. Freaking JBL and Michael Cole are like the B level. And Michael Cole is like Schiavone is the B level. And Michael Cole is the C level. Anal bleeding,
Father
yes. I pulled this comment out that I wanted to read when we came back. Ferris419 says, when we come back from break, Randy Orton will have his opponent in a headlock.
Oh, that was hilarious tonight. Fucking Michael Cole specifically says he's had this hold on for a while now. Well, no shit, it's Randy Orton. It's fucking Gibbon.
Oh, yes. Lots of love for heel Jerry Lawler. He was great. And screw Taz. Tony, do your Taz impression. Release the pigeons.
I love these guys. Call me assholes because I don't know how to pronounce that word. I love that word.
Hey, I talked to my buddy, you know, Joey Numbers.
Oh, I fought this guy. He can't get any better than this guy. This guy. Yeah. You know this guy? Yeah.
What the hell am I listening to?
This guy. This guy's tough. He's real tough.
Oh, we're going to do the all Taz show.
Well, it still makes sense.
Creepers Under Radar said, what about the ECW guy? I think he's on about Joey Styles. Where do you rate him?
Overrated. He's good, but he's overrated. Everyone acts like he was one of the greatest of all time. I think he was very passable, and I have a lot of respect for him for going out there and do it by himself, which was not an easy job, and I think he did that excellently. But I think he gets overcredited for doing it by himself. It's not that big of a deal, and he really just is not good as like a Jim Ross or a Gordon Solie.
So B-minus? A solid B-minus?
Yeah, I would call him a B-plus even. He's a solid B plus. I would put him above Shivani. Yes, I would put him above Shivani. Not by much, just a little.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Whenever I thought of Styles, you know, he was energetic, but he wasn't like Taz energetic. Like, you knew Styles was talking. His voice was different than the rest.
And Styles eventually became Styles eventually became a parody of himself too. With the can't fight.
And by the time he was in ECW, someone hits the barricade. Oh my god.
This is extreme.
So, you know, we only spent like, I don't know, 10 minutes of this show so far actually talking about Raw tonight.
I don't even think we spent 10 minutes. I think JD.
Yeah, we did our the number one thing you took away from, and at some point we talked a little bit about the cage match, and that's it.
Well, there was
a lot to be talked about, right?
Well, Jeff had a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
Good old Jeff.
Let's talk about probably one of the most advertised segments they had going into this show tonight, which was Jerry Springer coming onto the show to try to mediate an intervention between the Bella Twins. This was just completely absurd from the start. We knew this was going to be bad. We didn't know how bad. It was bad. They had videos from the Bella's mother and father. The father shows emotions about as well as the Miz's dad did. You know, they could probably hang out.
Man, you mean Kofi's dad?
Kofi's dad, yes. They brought out the younger brother, JJ Garcia. He was awful as well. And then eventually the Bellas start fighting. They tackle over Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer gets carted out in a freaking gurney. What? What's going on? What the hell is going on with that match they're supposed to be in? Who actually tuned in for this? I thought we were getting Michael Sam. I'm stuck with so many questions. This is not how you do a season premiere. Just saying.
So yeah, this was a really good season premiere. Why was it a season premiere? Like, did they specify why they were advertising it as that?
Well, I'm guessing this is some type of like cycle
promotion with the Divas.
No, this is some type of cycle from when the first Raw was. So what was the date of the first Raw? It was probably around this time in 1993. I couldn't tell you the exact date. I should know that. Wait, was it in January?
I couldn't tell you. I have no clue. I wasn't alive in 1993.
Really?
Wow, you just made me feel real old.
Yeah, shit.
Sorry.
I remember writing 1993 on like my kindergarten papers where I was practicing my handwriting, like how to write my name.
When I was in 1993,
Sarah's 419 said it was January 11th, 1993.
Oh, well, then I have no idea why this is the season premiere. That makes no sense whatsoever.
I just think it's maybe they're promoting it along with Total Divas, you know. That's the only thing I thought of when I heard it. It was like a something.
Brian the Brain graduated high school in 1993. There you go. That makes me feel younger, at least.
I think I made him feel really old. If you guys felt old, he is like a dinosaur.
Yeah. I don't think he needed you to do that.
Yeah, sorry, Brian. I didn't mean to make it sound that bad.
Guys, let's ask you what you thought about this Springer segment. Drew, you want to start us off since you seem to like talking tonight?
Well then, if you don't want me to talk, just don't even ask. But seriously, I didn't even eat Cheetos. But seriously,
When I watched this segment, I had earbuds in, and I was listening to some dubstep to maybe try to make the segment better. It didn't make the... I was listening to Miguel's dubstep, honestly, but it didn't really make it that much better. If anything, it probably made it worse. But I did see Stephanie McMahon probably did the most damage to Jerry Springer, as she was the one who fell on him. So that was the thing. And this, the thumbs up. Springer's okay. This was, I probably didn't hear it as much as you guys, because in our chat, you guys were talking about how this was abysmal. I didn't think it was that bad, but it definitely not was not okay. But I didn't give a single fuck about it. I had no fuck to give, so it was a mess. Or second in this case.
Well, thank you for your expert insight, Drew.
Hey, anytime you get me on the show, anything I say is gold and expertise.
Sean, we miss your voice, man. What'd you think about Springer tonight?
The segment, I was busy having the best wank of my life over a Jessica Bangkok video. So, yeah.
Jessica Bangkok, eh? Tell us about Jessica Bangkok.
Who doesn't like a fat Asian with titties?
That's clearly her real name.
I'll give her any blood.
Could be any more blood if he tried.
Right. Could someone spell that?
Certainly, it's Bangkok.
Oh, so just, okay, just K-O-K. There you go.
Yeah, that's exactly how you spell Bangkok.
Creep is under radar. He's already on it.
He's going to give us a live end report here in a few.
All right, Wago, what'd you think about Springer on Raw tonight?
It was less offensive than the segments from the previous week, which surprised me. But can we get a stretcher for every time someone rolls an ankle now? That was so on the fucking top. It was stupid.
Can we do a stretcher every time we have a celebrity on the show? Just have them be stretchered out?
Like, as soon as they get to the ring, they just take them back out on a stretcher?
Yes.
Don't even give them a hair. That'd be fantastic.
No, you know what this is? This is obviously setting up for a Jerry Springer, Brie Bella stretcher match.
Fuck. It couldn't be any worse segment. Pointless bullshit. Didn't really provide anything in the way of heat that we haven't saw already, so I'm not looking forward to this Divas title match. Even if Brie gets involved in the match too, it's just going to be more of a clusterfuck than I expect.
Mm-hmm. Tony, you're the last one left. Tell us about Springer.
You guys pretty much ran down everything that I would have said. It sucked. The only thing I found interesting in the whole thing was another great line from JBL. I don't remember who originally said, "Down goes JJ," but he went, "Who cares?" I love it when JBL is just kind of like, "Oh, fuck this." It sucked.
The one thing I missed here, Michael Cole, he would have shit all over this segment.
Oh, yeah.
Back when he was like anti-diva, I missed that part of Cole.
When it was like the middle of a Divas match, and he would just get up and hit the gong, and he would take the microphone that was over the whole arena and just talk about what a pointless waste of time the match was.
Yeah. Great.
If he had done that during this segment, it would have been a lot better.
And they expect us to take these women seriously. Yeah, right. Well, I know who
take them seriously.
They did take one woman very serious tonight. That was Joan Rivers. Why the hell does Joan Rivers get a tribute on Monday Night Raw?
Did you not watch the
plastic face, right?
Yeah.
The one,
okay.
Yeah, it's extremely packed plastic.
Yeah, lots of plastic surgery. She did the red carpet premieres for a while, interviewing people before award shows and whatnot. I guess she was a comedian at one point, too, but that was before any of us were probably conscious memory. That's for you old farts. For you old farts like Brian the Brain out there, you might remember Joan Rivers actually being a comedian. It's sad when anybody dies, but I mean, this woman was in critical condition, and she wasn't exactly a spring chicken. All right, I'm not going to use the O word here. Okay, I'm not going to like be mean, but this wasn't like a tragic death. This wasn't like something horrible that is going to be a blemish on the face of society for years to come. And she had really nothing to do with wrestling. Okay, she made a couple appearances. That's well and good, there have been wrestlers who have died and have gotten not a quarter of what Joan Rivers just got.
Viscera is one. I don't think he got it. Maybe.
Viscera, Umaga. Fuck, even like fucking, I don't know.
Did anything?
What's that?
Did Lance Cade get any, like, recognition?
I don't think they even mentioned Lance Cade.
No, he got coked up on a plane. You don't actually want to bring attention to that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I don't know. I don't know if, I wasn't watching. So did Mr. Perfect get any type of recognition when he died?
If I remember so, he did.
I mean, I think they got like a little blurb. I don't think they even did like a 10 bell salute, though.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that upsets me about it. I mean, you want to do tributes for people, that's well and good, but be consistent. I didn't see a tribute for Robin Williams a couple weeks ago.
Did Robin Williams ever do any wrestling? But you ain't that worried than that.
I'm pretty sure Robin Williams was a collegiate wrestler, if that counts.
No. I mean, like, WWE. Like, did he do anything, like, I didn't know if he made any appearances with WWE or anything like that.
No, I don't believe so. Would have been cool if he did, but nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, no, if he appeared, he would have had to appear as a genie. Otherwise, I want to take him seriously.
Well, this is a dead-end topic.
Yeah, especially since I took over.
That's all you did there.
We had a couple pointless matches that I don't really feel a need to go into. One note I just want to go into, we had a match between Titus O'Neil and Adam Rose. More nonsense with the bunny, but more importantly, the bee is back! Woo! Been waiting for that bee for a while.
Hey, I was really... Billy, is it Hispanic? I don't know. Who cares?
We had a match that was sort of a preview of the upcoming NXT TakeOver 2 pay-per-view. It has the four superstars who are going to be in the main event, a fatal four-way for the NXT title. But here they were on a tag match. We had Adrian Neville and Sami Zayn teaming up to go against Tyson Kidd and Tyler Breeze. When we first came back from the commercial and I saw these guys in the ring, I was kind of like taken aback. I didn't expect to see that. But I'm so happy they did this, and I think this is something they should do on the regular. You know, showcase these guys, get people speaking about, man, did you see that guy? Did you see that thing he did? Man, I got to tune in on Thursdays on the WWE Network for $9.99 and see what's going down on NXT. Because let me tell you, if you are not watching NXT, it's one of the best hours of wrestling you're going to watch. There's no way to argue against it. It's just always entertaining. There's less bullshit, and people down there are hungry. They're so hungry. Hungry that you don't see in most people on the main roster anywhere. You know, people in TNA are depressed and they know things are about to go down. People in Ring of Honor are underpaid and they're hungry too, but not like these guys. I mean, these guys are just so close and they're on the cusp of really breaking it and making it. And they want to show that they're worthy of being there. And everyone's just busting their ass and it shows. It's not perfect. It's got its mistakes because these people are still learning their craft. And you even saw it tonight. There was still a couple little odd spots throughout it, but man, every single one of those guys in that match, and yes, Tyson Kidd has been a main roster guy before. Hell, he was a tag champion before, so you can't really say he's like some kind of future person, but they're all bright personalities that'll be coming up very soon. They've been doing awesome things down there. I can't even single out one of them. I mean, I want to say Sami Zayn is super awesome. Tyler Breeze is super awesome. Adrian Neville does a cool finishing move. They're all great, though. Very awesome. But I want to get your guys' specific opinions about this. Was this the first time seeing these guys for any of you guys? And what did you think about this match and them having it on Raw? Wago, why don't you start us off?
Well, I've been watching NXT pretty consistently, and I love the show. And the reason it's so good is because it's an hour that when you do have bad matches, like Bull Dempsey, it's only a short period of time, so you can skip through it. Right, and what we saw tonight was a perfect example of what you're missing if you're not watching NXT. It was a solid match. It was a lot of fun, quick-paced. And with this new generation of wrestler, again, a lot of smaller guys and a lot more guys from the independents, and we saw it on full display. It was a lot of fun. And with Kenta coming up to take over and Prince Devitt, it's going to be some fun for you, so jump on now if you're not already.
If you haven't heard, Kenta will be making his official debut on NXT at TakeOver this Thursday on the WWE Network, and he's going to be introduced by the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, JD's favorite wrestler, we learned tonight on the brand new Ask JD segment. Yep.
Best thing you can do is get the fuck out of Flair in his first appearance, and he'll be my favorite wrestler.
Well, Well, thanks for that input, Optimus Prime. Sean, you were this man. What'd you think about getting a preview of these NXT fellas?
I say bring them up as quick as fucking possible and ditch all the old age pensioners and bring up everybody from the NXT, because the NXT brand is so much better than what's on Raw.
I agree. Which one of the guys is your favorite?
Well, before that, Wrestle Today.
No, but which one of those four are your favorite out of those four?
I'm going to have to go with Neville.
Yeah? Why Neville? Because he's also a fellow European?
I just like his hair.
Oh. I don't watch him for his matches. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I want.
Drew, what did you think about our NXT match tonight?
I liked it. I got to see Tyler Breeze and Adam. I mean, I don't even know his fucking name anymore. Fuck. Yeah, they were at a live event on Friday I was at, and I thought it was interesting. It was the first time I ever saw him live, so I thought it was cool. And, yeah, I really enjoyed the match. It was probably the best thing on Raw, honestly, in, like, the short period of time it was. So I enjoyed it, and I'd rather have more of these than more of those Jerry Springer segments. I'd put it like that. They need to showcase NXT more on Raw so people would buy the network. I think they did a good job. I think that made people maybe want to buy the network to see that match on NXT on Thursday now. Hopefully that's the case, because I'm going to be watching it.
So this our chat room has straight been continuing to talk about Asian porn stars for like the last however minutes.
Can you pin them though? I mean, they're all fucking blue.
Yeah, I mean, apparently our show sucks if they can't even keep on conversation with us. Come on, guys. No, I'm kidding. Talk about all the porn stars you want. Talk about all the porn stars you want. Listen, this has been an ongoing thing. I think we're getting really deep into these fucking porn stars things.
Okay, we're just going to throw that one out there, too. We're going to get deep into that.
Yeah, we're going to pretty much have a porn show. I mean, why don't we look into that? Why don't we make a sexy show where we just talk about porn stars?
Yeah, and then they see the people behind the microphone.
We could talk all about like our favorite sex toys we find on the internet too, like that inflatable butt plug.
Oh my God. Yeah, the all tits show, that's what we're gonna call it.
Tony, what'd you think about our NXT match?
Echo a lot of the same things that you guys said. They should have these NXT guys pop up every once in a while, maybe not every week. Because then you're going to run out of people and you're going to showcase them before they actually make their debut and everything. But this was like the best part of the episode tonight. And it wasn't from this match being particularly awesome. It wasn't like a perfect, crazy, oh my God, you got to check out this match kind of a thing. It was just better than everything else.
It was something different too, which is nice.
Right. And they didn't do them a whole lot of favors either. Like none of the people got their entrance, and that would have actually made it seem like a bigger deal. But just seeing the same few names all the time does get really boring. So if you throw an NXT guy in there every once in a while and they're not just getting squashed, because let's face it, if you brought like any of these guys were here, you know, Sami Zayn's incredibly popular right now. If you brought him onto an episode of Raw and just had Rusev kick the shit out of him, nobody's going to give a shit about that. But if you had Sami Zayn against one of the vaudevillains or something like that, people might be like, wait, who the fuck are these guys? And they will actually sit and pay attention to it because they'll think that they were missing out on something, or it's a new debut of somebody that they should be paying attention to or something. I would much rather watch two NXT people that I don't really know do like, I don't know, like a C-plus match than to see the same people that I do know guarantee me that they're not going to do any better than a C-plus match. You know, that mentality. If you give me Rusev against Justin Gabriel, I'm not going to pay any attention. If you give me fucking Mojo Rawley, who I'm not a huge fan of, against... what's the name of that one dude? The soft guy?
Big Cass.
Big Cass, yeah. You give me Big Cass against Mojo Rawley, I'm not the biggest fan of either of those two guys. I highly doubt that they're going to be like my favorite match of the year type of quality match that they're going to be on Monday Night Raw. But I will pay 100% more attention to that than some kind of Big Show squash or something. So great segment for what it was worth. They could have done it even better. And if they keep doing this kind of stuff, it's only going to be good.
Brian the Brain asks, who wants Renee Young on commentary on Raw? This guy.
No, I know.
Me?
This guy. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
She needs some more fine tuning.
No, Yeah, if you put
her
in there with Cole and JBL, she has good chemistry with them, and she could continue to learn and eventually get groomed to eventually take the main spot on that booth. I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Tom Phillips.
Be good to have a female voice, just like it'd be nice to have one on here if we didn't scare them off by hanging up on them whenever they start talking about watching John Cena, but not for his matches.
Hey, we had Aisha Drew last week. Much better than Drew.
Yeah, we did.
Drew's probably fucking scared her off by talking about random shit whilst riding his bike.
It's my fault, but it is not Sean's fault for bringing up porn. And now
what I expect from Sean, right?
It's not my fault, right? If Raw was entertaining, I wouldn't have to look elsewhere for entertainment.
No.
Well, it's not fucking... It's not like Raw is going to put naked women kissing each other. I know that's what you want, but you're just not going to get it.
Hey, well, we don't know where that AJ and Paige story is going to go. Don't take that away from all the 14-year-olds out there.
Oh, good point.
No.
And 25-year-olds.
I have a question really quickly. What? It's about NXT, so it is someone. Well, you know, they were doing the tag team. And it's a legitimate question. Asking, and do you think it was right for Larry Mysico, or not, Sin Cara and Kalisto to beat the five villains? Go.
I did not understand the question you just asked.
Can I get subtitles?
The tag titles. And Kalisto and Sin Cara. And should they be facing the tag team champions this Thursday?
Should they? Well, they are. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter what we think if they should.
I'm just asking.
Are you asking if we think they should win?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
No. Okay.
I think the Ascension's time to end should come eventually before they get called up, which I think will be a very big deal. I don't think it should be Sin Cara and Kalisto. If anything, I might see this being the dissolvement of Sin Cara and Kalisto. Maybe they lose and Sin Cara turns heel and starts beating up Kalisto, so they have their little feud, and that helps make Kalisto stand out as a single star. I really think the Vaudevillain should have been the one to win the tournament and even possibly beat the Ascension by some type of some type of cheating method, but something. And then you got this awesome new tag team with the titles, and then the Ascension's ready to be brought up and kick some ass on the main roster. But I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I'd like to see Big Cass and the other guy who he's what's his name again? I remember the one that does the promos with him,
Mr. Softy.
Yeah, the two soft guys. They should take the fight. I don't like Kalisto and Sin Cara, so. But no time for that.
No time for that? You ain't getting about that life? No fucks to give?
Shut up, Drew. we had Mobile Sensation just call in. I don't know where he went. Call back, buddy. We'll get you in. Apologize for having you on hold. If you're listening, please call in. Or anyone else out there. This is the most interactive post-Raw experience, as I like to say. So get yourself in line. Dial in area code 760-512-7247 to get your opinions heard here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. And, of course, the chat room. Always a good time. We got Silent Wind of Doom, Brian the Brain, Creepers on the Radar, Ferris 419, Smash Radio, lots of cool folks, as well as our panelists hanging out in there. Call JD back. I'm not calling JD back. He can call in if he wants. JD, if you're listening, call back in. We'll see if we'll get some more Ask JD questions. We don't have the theme music yet. We're still gonna have to work that one out, but we'll get everything lined up. Matter of fact, no. They've got to play music for us.
Yeah,
I was gonna say if JD wants some music, I got some music for him. Yeah, so the JD stands for Jewish dude. I love that music. I haven't used that song in a while. Like, I got to make sure I get that.
I'm surprised also Piano Man didn't join the chat when that music came on.
That's Awesome Piano Man's entrance. That's I can't give it to JD. That's Awesome Piano Man song. Awesome Piano Man, if you're listening to the archive version, we miss you, bud. Wish you could have been here for this moment. Silent Wind of Doom saying this is the best show ever. I don't know. This has been a pretty wild edition of the Raw Post Show, and I thought last week was wild. Oh my gosh, this week we got Drew riding around on a bike. We got people calling in playing music for us.
Dragons and shit.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
The Post Raw Show. On bikes and dragons and shit.
Ooh, what the fuck is that? A bike? I think it's a chainsaw over there. Oh, it's sprinklers. Oh, God.
Creepers on the radar saying, Drew, you got to up the ante every week now, buddy. The Adventures of Drew at College has got to find the crazier place every week to podcast from.
And he's got to do a different form of a vehicle the way that he does it on each time. Next week, he's got to be like, on a motorcycle or some shit, and it's like,
what are those scooters? What are those scooters that like the nerdy people ride, like the two wheeled scooters with the handle that comes up?
Segway?
You know Segways. Yeah, he's gonna ride right around on a Segway. Yeah,
he'll be this on a Segway mall. In the gym.
Where the fuck do you want to get a Segway from?
I don't know.
Campus security, probably.
I've never seen a guy on a Segway on campus. Though we do have these people, religious people, who called me the devil the other day, so that was fun.
Are you want to put Amish people? They're not religion.
No, they're not. No. They're just they're just like those religious people who hate college people because apparently we rape women because we're having sex without marriage. So
hold on, Sean.
Fuck?
Sean, how do you know about Amish people? There's no Amish people in Wales, are there?
Weird Al.
That's a good answer. I have no response for that.
Fuck my life.
Because I ripped my pants!
You know, the sprinklers are slowly getting closer to me. They're freaked out now. I might have to move locations again, so someone might get their wish.
Okay, this is Drew underwater.
Hey, boys!
Wait, are you sure that's not just Brie Bella's new theme?
I thought he was doing his impression of Alicia Fox again.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to go from here. I think it's time we just do a good, bad, and ugly, and then if we got anything, we'll throw tanks. We'll figure it out from there. All right, time to do the good, the bad, and the ugly. So this is the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we determine what, in our opinions, was the best part of the show, the worst part of the show, and what the most embarrassing part of Monday Night Raw was this evening. We know how it works. You know how it works. If you're out there listening and you want to tell us your good, bad, and the ugly, if you're in the chat room, please leave it for us below, or feel free to also leave it in the comments on YouTube or wherever you may be listening to us. But for now, let's get our panelists. Tony, what was your good, bad, and ugly?
Shit, I don't know. there's a couple of little notes that I had written down before under each little category. I did sort of like Ziggler mentioning the Fappening, although that segment was kind of stupid. I kind of liked Randy Orton's opening line of, sorry, Chris, what can I say? It's the premiere, but that went down to shit. But out of all the different lines that were said tonight and all the matches, whatever, I think the good that I'm going to have to give it to is Paul Heyman on the microphone. And in particular, his little rap of being punked out in your hometown like the Baltimore Ravens. That was good. He's the man. The bad, probably that cage match. That was really just a flat, boring way to start off this episode. And everything sort of went downhill after that, too. And the ugly, if I'm not going to just go with the Bella Twins' dad and his enthusiasm and little stupid things here and there, I got to go with Rosa Mendez. She is just as awful as she always was, and she's never going to win a match if she does not improve.
Drew White, you're good, bad, and ugly.
Oh, man. I don't have notes down like Mango and Jeff here, but here are my good, bad, and ugly. My good, well, it's going to be the NXT thing because, you know, why the fuck not? My bad, it's a tough one, but I'm going to have to go with the bunny. That was definitely not, that was weird. The bunny, well, what do they call it? His dive off the top, the bunny hop? Was that
the bunny
that
hop? It? That was funny.
The bunny hop.
It was a funny bunny.
You know, I'm waiting for that. I want to see who it is. I feel like they're building it up. The bunny is going to become a wrestler. Adam Rose and the bunny are the next tag team champions. Look out for them. And then for the ugly, it's going to have to be Jerry Springer. Not Jerry Springer. Let's go with the Bellas. Jerry Springer was all right. But no, actually, it's going to be Kofi's dad, Brie Bella's dad. So, yeah, that's my good, bad, and ugly.
Thanks, Drew.
You're welcome.
Sean, what was your good, bad, and ugly for tonight, buddy?
The Jessica Bangkok porno.
Oh, yeah.
Always good. The bad, the cum stain on my bed sheets. And the
gotta
ugly.
Gotta learn to aim better, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ugly the entire right? show.
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said?
The ugly was the entire show.
How would you know you didn't even want a single part of it?
That's an easy one to go with. Yeah, I think it's just an easy assumption. Wago, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My good, and I was going to go with the Paul Heyman promo, but John Cena ruined it for me, so it's going to go to the NXT. They put on a hell of a match today, great showing on them, and it's a good way to promote their upcoming event. As far as the bad goes, I'm going to give it to the Divas match, and I know it's an easy one, but it really did just bomb. And as far as the ugly, it's going to be the Jerry Springer segment. Get that shit off my TV. It's fucking embarrassing. And anyone that was upset that Joe Rogan was insulting wrestling recently, he's got fucking ears into after tonight.
What can I just say about Jerry Springer?
All right, going to grab a couple out of the chat room we have here. Brian the Brain says his good is Rusev and Lana. The bad is the cage match. And the ugly was John Cena's promo this evening. Silent Wind of Doom says the good is Bray Wyatt winning the feud. The bad is that he set his DVR to tape 5 minutes extra, but it still didn't manage to get all of the overrun on the show. I didn't even realize that the overrun was really long today. I guess it was. Yeah, it was a pretty long overrun. And the ugly was that while the Total Divas segment succeeded in making Nikki seem to have a sympathetic motive, it made him never want to watch Total Divas. I'm with you on that. I'm never watching Total Divas. To this day, I still have not watched a whole episode of Total Divas.
Same.
I have.
Sucks for you.
It's weird to see Natalya in underwear.
You know what? It doesn't surprise me or anyone that you've watched Total Divas, Drew.
Because there's hot women on it. I think. I mean, it's not Jessica Bangkok, but it'll do for Sunday night.
I feel bad. Silent Wind of Doom is saying, seriously, how did Raw end? I still don't know. And we didn't really do a good job of covering it here on the Raw post show, did we?
Roman Reigns got his ass kicked because they lowered the cage down, I believe. And they just beat him up.
And Seth Rollins almost got impaled.
Corporate Kane came out with, like, Corporate Kane came down with a bunch of ring crew guys, and they brought the cage back down, which locked, what was it? Was it Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins? No, it was Roman Reigns and Randy Orton inside the steel cage. And that was
it. And then eventually they all got in the steel chair.
Yeah, Seth dug off the top of the cage onto Roman Reigns.
Nah, it wasn't important.
Yeah, nah. Seth Rollins.
Anyway, my good, bad, and ugly. My good is the new segment on the Raw post show, Ask JD, of course. That was just awesome. But my good for Raw is also going to be the NXT match. That was a fantastic display to have it on there. I wish they could have gotten a little bit more time, but you know what? It was still a good exhibition for all those guys, a chance for them to get on a bigger stage and to get people more interested, not just in NXT, but specifically the NXT special that's coming up this Thursday. For all their follies, WWE still knows a thing or two about marketing. The bad is that we had no Michael Sam on the show tonight. What the fuck? After all that advertising you had last week, you're not going to have Michael Sam? I don't really give a shit. But it is kind of embarrassing. It's pretty embarrassing when you do that. Ferris419, by the way, saying the NXT match was good. This crap episode isn't even inspiring me to come up with a bad or ugly. I don't blame him. And finally, my ugly is JJ Garcia's hair. Did you see that shit?
No. Who's JJ Garcia?
It was the little brother of the Bella Twins.
Oh, I saw him, yeah. I kind of liked it. It was all right.
Looked like some douchebag harsh. Long Islander's haircut, and I apologize to any listeners we may have from Long Island, but you know the types that are out there that would have that kind of haircut. And if you don't know those types and you live on Long Island, then it's you. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Andy Garcia's better.
All right. think we're hitting the end of the line here, so give a little bit of time to go around to our hosts here and give them a moment to tell you what's good in their world before we wrap things up. Mr. Huego, why don't you lead us off?
For everything MMA, go to udmma.com, facebook.com/udmma, and twitter.com/umma. If you're an MMA fan, check that out, and if you're interested in being a writer or a podcast host, let me know. In addition to that, check out Addicted to Anime here on megapowersradio.com, and you can go to facebook.com/addictedanimefans for all your information on that, and fuck Drew White.
All right, Drew, what do you got to say in response to that?
You know, I'm not gonna say crap about my boy Wago. You know he's all nice in spirit. So if you like a good show, watch BoJack Horseman. It's actually not that bad. I thought it'd be shit, but it's actually pretty good. Not too shabby. Drew Crew for life. Fuck Tony's Tykes. Like always, that might turn out bad, but you know, hey, they're underage. What are you gonna do? And yeah, that's about it.
All right, Mr. Sean Walker, hit us with any plugs you got, please.
Well, I got tons of plugs. I got butt plugs.
Oh, are they inflatable?
You know. Oh, they're very inflatable. But if you guys want to...
Very inflatable, wow.
Well, you know, if you guys want to carry on talking about porn or game-related stuff, then go to www.facebook.com/HappyPopeGamingProductions or hit me up to Twitter, which is HappyPopeGaming, and... youtube.com/Shaughnessy1989, where I'm currently playing a Minecraft Let's Play, which is coming towards the end.
Oh, you're about to beat the game?
Ah, man, shoot. I was looking forward to watching it for the rest of my life.
And are those butt plugs good for anal veterans?
only if they got one leg.
It'll help stopping your anal bleeding. It'll plug it up. That's what they're for, right? Tony, hit us with something smart, please.
All right, guys. Smart marks out there. Go to smartoutmoment.com, youtube.com/smartoutmoment, iTunes and Stitcher, where you can find the podcast Smack Talk. You can also find some different opinions on the wrestling world of mine on ewrestlingnews.com and bleacherreport.com, but that's not the only thing that I'm going to promote here. There's a couple other things I want to mention real quick. Number one, if you are a Voltron fan, fanboysanonymous.com is doing a giveaway right now. It's two t-shirts and a prize pack. You can win this by liking, following, subscribing, or sharing the social media accounts for fanboysanonymous.com. And you can find all those social media accounts on the website. We have a post up that'll give you more information about that. So spread that around if you are interested or if you know anybody else who might be interested in that. And if you are loving these episodes where we chat about a bunch of random bullshit, you'll love the upcoming All Talk show coming soon to megapowersradio.com. Stay tuned, everyone. If you want to get the heads up on that program, go ahead and follow facebook.com/alltalkshow, youtube.com/alltalkshow, or Twitter @TheAllTalkShow. You've been
warned. What's the matter? You couldn't get the same freaking name? Now you're just going to confuse everybody.
Yeah, but with a the.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of a the.
Word. Well, folks, we hope you had a good time listening to this absolute cavalcade of randomness that we've had here tonight on the Raw Post Show. And if you would like to join us, please do every single Monday night following Monday Night Raw. Maybe we'll actually talk about wrestling for once. I don't know. Maybe not. The way things have been going the last few weeks, I don't know if we'll ever talk about wrestling again. And if any reason you cannot join us here live Monday nights on megapowersradio.com, be sure to check out the archived edition, which is very easy to find. Just go to smarkoutmoment.com. You'll see the latest episode with a nice little play button there for you to start listening to it right away. Or if you go into the actual article, you'll also find links to find us on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio, so you can subscribe and automatically receive every episode on your iPhone or Android device. Folks, like I said, every Monday night, megapowersradio.com. Be here for the most interactive post-raw experience, where you could only place you could find talk about wrestling and Time Cow. That's all I got to say. This show has been absolutely bonkers. You guys have been bonkers. It's been a great time. Thanks to everyone who joined us in the chat room. Thanks to everyone who called in. And thanks to my panelists for being here tonight. I'm Mike Payton, for Stephen Huego, for Sean Walker, for Drew White, and for Tony Mango. We'll see you next time here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio.